From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The United States is suspending security assistance to Pakistan's army until it takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. This after President Trump, in a New Year's Day tweet, accused Pakistan of giving safe haven to terrorists. But Pakistani ambassador to Washington, Aziz Ahmad Chowdhury, told VOA the two countries should try to remain engaged with each other and avoid steps that could create tensions and destabilize the region.
Pakistan has been providing, you know, lines of communications to the United States for a long time. We think that we had joint objectives, and therefore it was a partnership. It is a partnership to us. And it should be measured not in terms of money and monetary value, but in terms of the results that we have achieved together.
Trump's Twitter outburst has fueled concerns about a breakdown in historically fragile relations between the U.S. and Pakistan. The U.S. and South Korea have decided to delay joint military exercises until after Pyongyang's after the Winter Olympics next month. The decision came during a phone call between President Trump and President Moon Jae-in, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert.
The fact that Kim Jong-un's people were willing to pick up the phone and call the Republic of Korea is a strong indication that our maximum pressure campaign is working.
Both leaders agreed it was better to focus on ensuring the security of the Olympic Games. On Wall Street, stocks in the U.S. finished above 25,000 points for the first time ever on Thursday as strong unemployment data extended a stock's rally. This is VOA.